I present to you Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. Jim, of course, is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, just about everything. And he's been giving opinions one way or the other for almost 50 years. Probably longer. He probably came right out of the womb said, "It's too cold in here." Jim, good morning.
Good morning. You immediately refer me back to my youngest grandchild, who's almost 3 years old. What an articulate kid. We're sitting around the table, adults and kids, and this little guy, it's my turn to talk, and he starts gesturing with his hands, and oh my God, life is worth something after all. Anyhow, folks, good morning to you, and good morning and congratulations to Mr. Marshall Miles, who's now back on the sidelines with the Giants. They won another one.
It's been three Sundays in a row they haven't lost. One Sunday they didn't play, and the other two Sundays they won.
So let's not play for a few Sundays long.
That's right.
It works.
I don't mean that. But I mean, they really looked like Eli and the Giants of old in terms of, how he'd get out of the pocket. They had a wonderful playbook. It was really wonderful to see.
Well, it's the first time in the last two games they scored 30 points, and it's the first time they scored 30 points in a season since 2015. So just figure that. They went throughout late 2015, 2016, and all of 2017 without scoring 30 points. And this year, they're three and seven, but they've scored 30 points in three games.
That's amazing. You know, that's an amazing statistic.
Yeah,
talking quite a bit of time. Anyhow, let's really root these guys home here in the greater New York area. Give us some very positive vibes. Talking about winning, the House has turned over to the Democrats. And by the way, Jill, good morning to you as well.
Morning.
The thing is, the House is now turned over to the Dems, and we now have divided government, which I think all people who are thoughtful on the matter, a Republican or Democrat, feel that's very good in light of the fact that our executive branch really is falling apart. There's no reason, I don't think, to overly do their falling apart. It's like every day, every hour or something, not too positive is going on.
Well, you know,
what's very important, though, is that the Democrats, who do have a history of sometimes shooting themselves in the foot, do not do that in the case of Nancy Pelosi, the strongest woman ever in American politics in terms of getting things done. I want to point out to folks that the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, that was guided through and approved under the auspices of Nancy Pelosi. And that was the number one issue, health care, in terms of the by-elections, in terms of what was important. So if you've got anybody who represents you in the House on the fence with Nancy Pelosi in terms of voting for her for Speaker, please send them an email or a phone or a letter. It'll be absolutely incredibly stupid if the Democrats do not select her as a House Speaker.
It's an interesting proposition. She has created under her leadership. If you take a look at what the Republicans have done with their leadership, and they have not, all they've managed to get through is this tax bill, which gave money to the one percenters. That's it. Everything else they've tried to do hasn't done. And they've had complete control. So she did ram through health care. She did run through a lot of things. But I think the right thing for her to do would be to take the leadership position again and bring someone in with her at the same time under her wing, a younger member of the party that can co-work with her and eventually take over.
They got to work their way up. I have to say, though, that one of, Jim, the person that you're talking about, who was going to be her deputy, lost to the new rep. So, you know, she's one of the people who are opposing her. So, how does that go?
I think there's a way, Jim, where the Democrats can do something like that. Is for all her work, give her the position again, let her take the position again, but also have her work with somebody that will take over. I mean, gosh, she's close to 80 years old.
Of course she's. But this is the thing. With all respect to both of you, of course, people are working with people who are younger.
Yeah, but you got to work with it with the direction that I'm gonna hand the baton over to it in like a year.
Who's ready?
Well, they get ready. Get ready.
I'm sorry. Well, anyway, at all events, what I
no, I really trust. I really believe that part of her game plan is to mentor several of the folks, the new folks, whoever comes to the fore. And mentor them as we go through our 2 years. The reason being, she's an outstanding pro. If you look at Nancy Pelosi's life, it is quite admirable. She had children. They grew up. She became a person to represent our government, worked hard at it. Her background was she worked with her dad in Baltimore. At an early age, she learned the game, but she's a fully accomplished person in the sense that she's had children, she's raised children, she's devoted herself to the nation, and the reason her polls can be somewhat negative is because the Republicans have used her as a stalking horse for over 20 years in terms of, well, you know, vote against her, and the anti-woman section of the Republican Party and other people, okay? They've always used her as a stalking horse in terms of getting out some of the prejudice of people. Well, she's overcome any criticism, in my opinion, in terms of her accomplishment. Most importantly, the Dems, let's not shoot yourself in the foot. Let's be more confident now that we have a divided government, and let's get on with the business. And we got a lot of business. I want to point out some very specific facts. These are facts. Folks.
Jim, Jim, before you get there, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Okay. And now, Donald Trump is 70-some years old, right?
Yes.
How old is Jerry Brown? He's around 80, isn't he?
Jerry is 80.
Okay. So now, there was John Oliver pointed this out. They had the picture of Donald Trump. Surrounded by other, you know, the senator and stuff, but also Jerry Brown was right next to him, and Donald Trump was talking about paradise being burnt down, and
right.
And the first time he did it, and he called it pleasure. He called it,
right.
Well, John Oliver stopped the clip and said, "Now I want you to watch. We're going to play this back again in fast motion." He said, "I want you to watch Governor Jerry Brown." He let it slip the first time, but when it happened the second time, you could see his eyes saying, "I've got to break in here and say paradise." What I'm pointing out is age shouldn't be a factor. Jerry Brown at 80, what he has done in his last 10, 15 years as governor of California is nothing short of amazing. And so what I'm pointing out is I know there's a lot of Democrats. I mean, I don't really support Nancy Pelosi. I want new blood. But it's not because she's 75 or 80 years old, because she is smart as a whip and she is
people who
right,
who
engaged.
Have had experience and who are engaged useful.
I guess what I'm trying to say is someone like Jerry Brown is like a 50-year-old guy. He's that engaged. And Nancy Pelosi's engaged. And I think one of Donald Trump's problems is he doesn't get engaged at his age. He's already set and he doesn't. He doesn't learn the particulars for those things like that.
Whatever the bigger issue here is to not fall for the various reasons that are being given to not, you know, to be inefficient and unproductive, basically. And however that works out with Pelosi, you know, whether. Whether what I'm amazed at, and do you, either one of you, recall that the speakership has been turned into a national conversation before?
Yeah, it was
turned except into with
a,
Newt.
It was can turn into a Newt Gingrich. What's his name? The tan colored guy.
Boehner.
It was the same thing with him. The Freedom Caucus wanted him out, and he said, the speaker's position has become a very important position. And Jim, this is the funny thing, is it's only become very important since we had a black president. And I'm sorry, this is absolutely true. What they did to Barack Obama by stifling what he was doing, that position has now become an important position in the eyes of Americans, and they don't really know a lot about the speaker.
And they don't really know that it's the third, after the vice president.
But they don't really know that.
They don't know that bit.
You know, Jim, it has now become a very important position to the people, but people don't understand what the position is.
Well, unfortunately, what you're saying is very correct. People do not understand, and the point is, hopefully, Nancy Pelosi will be effective in teaching some of these people the ropes. The point has been made several times in this conversation about her leadership, and people have just outright said, some seniors in the Democratic Party and some, you know, newcomers and so forth, you know, we've got this wealth of experience. We've got to capitalize on it. We've got to build on it. So much of politics has become, oh, I'm in office. I have to raise money, on to the next thing. And frequently, they do not learn the job until by 4 or 5 terms into the House situation. So she's an asset, and we should capitalize. I'd like to get to a couple of specific facts, very much in the headlines. You mentioned the California faux pas of the president regarding paradise being pleasure. The thing that's very important for us as citizens to understand about the California situation, because it's not going away, it's going to be in the headlines, and it's going to cost us a lot of money. The federal government, that is the federal government, which is headed by the president, is responsible for 60% of the management of the forest in California, which includes parklands, this, that, the other thing. About 20% of their responsibility is corporate. And then about 10-15% is the state itself. So when the president, unfortunately, for lack of studying it, in some ways is snide in terms of laying a little blame on California, that is totally wrong and totally inappropriate in terms of the task at hand. When you're dealing with something like fire and water, or water, and trying to get it under control, you need everybody to be on board. So I'm very hopeful that the president is back home now, figuring out, telling his aides, bring me up to date. It's going to take a lot of money. More importantly, it's going to take a lot of devotion to solving this situation. Also, in terms of a fact, which please pay attention to, the president has chosen as his way to deflect from certain things, and whatever his rationale is, I don't understand. But the president of the United States has chosen to belittle Admiral William McRaven, the man who led, you know, physically led with guns and explosives and helicopters, led to killing bin Laden. What is very important to know here is McRaven wasn't doing the sleuthing to find out where he was. That is the duty of the CIA. And yes, it took the CIA, as John Brennan recently mentioned on television, it took them some time to locate the guy, but McRaven came in, took him out. None of his men were lost, and he went on to conclude his 37 years as a Navy man, an admiral, revered by his troops. And to hear him being besmirched by anybody in our government is intolerable.
Now, Jim, what you're pointing out here goes in line with Donald Trump's, our president's, lack of really understanding federal government, because he was criticizing this man who basically was given 100 days to completely train his unit, 100 days only, to train in a makeup area to pull off that mission. So they only trained for 100 days. But he, as you said, he wasn't the one that did the searching. The president either doesn't understand that or doesn't want to understand that. But when you get back to the forest fires in California, the president of the United States cut the forestry budget by over $170 million. These are the things that, for some reason, and I'm not giving any reason why, the president cannot connect the dots between certain things that happen and why they happen. And then he makes statements off the cuff, really, without the help of his advisors, because every president needs advisors to keep him on the straight track, because you're dealing with so many things. That's the scary thing about what goes on. You see, every one of these major events, this happens. And sooner or later, this is going to be a big, big event, and we're going to be in trouble because he really does not stay in touch with his advisors who are trying to keep him on the straight path.
Very well said. And the danger grows as each day progresses. I think the president is hearing the footsteps getting louder of the Mueller investigation. He's hearing, knowing the footsteps are going to be present come January with the House being in charge of the Democrats. And there's going to be investigations and investigations. And, well, we don't like that word. There is chicanery. There is crime. There's a lot of things that have got to be solved. The first thing being this person who has been appointed as the Attorney General of the United States, who is not qualified. People feel that his appointment was unconstitutional. Beyond that, he is not qualified. He doesn't have the experience. He doesn't have the respect of the Justice Department. And he's been set up as a shill to try and do something to circumvent the Mueller investigation. The cat is long out of the bag on this situation. There is so much information now about what has been done with the Russians and the Saudis and others by the Trump family that the House of Cards is going to come down, and probably pretty quickly. And the quicker it comes down, the better it is for the safety. I'm talking the safety and the security of U.S. citizens. Forget your party, okay? We're talking here about freedom. We're talking about security. We're talking about getting back on the stage and growing our economy. We are falling behind just about any country that has some kind of economic development, because we're wasting too much time on yelling. And I'm talking from the president who chooses to say, these fake news people, enemy of the people. That's baloney. If you're buying it, then go and see a doctor. Okay, let's keep going here.
Go on.
The famous caravan, supposedly. I don't know where it stands, but the Pentagon, I believe, has announced that they're calling back troops from the border. I don't know what that means exactly.
That means the troops are going off assignment. That assignment is over.
Okay. Well, that part I got, but the other part I don't get is now somebody in the government, Homeland Security, or somebody has said, well, some troops will stay there to protect the Border Patrol people. They're 20,000 Border Patrol people. They're armed people. They don't need to be protected. We're looking for an incident here if we're not careful. A judge has ruled against the president's ban on asylum of those people coming forward. Those people seem to be, we're talking to people in a caravan, seem to be gravitating towards the state of California, which is a sanctuary-type place. Hopefully, this will be resolved in the sense of what is best for the United States. And if you live here, you came from somewhere else long time ago. So immigration is good if properly administered. And I'd like to make this statement in terms of getting elected or reelected. I think the Democrats did an outstanding job in stepping up young people and people of all stripes. But fortunately, the president's negativity helped the Democrats in that the Me Too movement was further stimulated by him. And finally, he put the period on the sentence when he created this fear of these migrants coming in. I'm certain Arizona turned Democrat because of that. We have wasted $200 million on this stunt, and it's being referred to as a stunt, a political stunt. I would like someone stand up and say, hey, Republican Party, give us $200 million. This is your political stunt. And the last thing I have to say, in terms of what Trump has done to help the Democrats, he's done something now which I couldn't believe an American president can do. He's going to marshal the forces and energy of veterans throughout this country. Not all of them, but many of them. The veterans in this country have been so disrespected, used as pawns. These people are important. They serve us. They keep us safe. And for them to be belittled in any way is beyond the pale and certainly waxes very stupid. Anyhow.
All right. All right. You got it all in, Jim.
Giants. Giants. Okay, Marshall, get back on the field.
All right, Jim, we'll speak to you next week. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the whole family.
And happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody. Bye.
Bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
Take care. That is Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robin Hood Radio. And, of course, all opinions expressed on Cover Your Assets
are those
of the individuals that give the opinions and don't represent necessarily Tri-State Public Communications, its underwriters, its volunteers, or its employees.